From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Houthi rebels seize military brigade sites. Houthi rebels seize control of a military brigade headquarters in Taiz, Yemen's third largest city, as fighting continued there and in the southern port city of Aden. After the rebels took the base from forces backing President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, an airstrike hit the area. Saudi Arabia had declared the end of its month-long bombing campaign aimed at halting the advance of the Houthis, but said Tuesday its new focus on supporting a political solution could also include actions to prevent the rebels from acquiring or using weapons from Yemen's military. The Saudi statement also prioritized resuming UN-led peace talks for Yemen. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says the European Union must help shoulder the burden of curbing migrant trafficking in African countries after as many as 900 migrants drowned Sunday when a ship capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. Mr. Renzi made the comment Wednesday in remarks to Italian lawmakers in Rome, a day before European leaders are to hold an emergency meeting to discuss the crisis. Members of Parliament also held a moment of silence to honor those who died in the accident. Rights group Save the Children reported Wednesday that it has learned some 60 adolescents were on board the ship when it capsized and warned that if current trends continue, some 2,500 migrant children could die in similar accidents on the Mediterranean Sea this year. You are listening to The Voice of America, coming to you from Washington, D.C. French officials say they have arrested an Islamic extremist who was heavily armed and suspected of planning attacks on one or more churches. Police said Wednesday that they have taken a 24-year-old computer science student into custody in Paris after he called emergency services to request treatment for a gunshot wound after accidentally shooting himself. An Interior Ministry official said the man was an Algerian national who had stockpiled weapons and bulletproof vests in his apartment, along with documents indicating he was planning attacks on at least one church. A diverse cross-section of leaders from countries including China, Iran, and Zimbabwe gathered at the Asia-Africa Conference in Jakarta on Wednesday. China's leader outlined his nation's ambitious strategy to boost economies across Asia and Africa. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Jakarta.
In the past month, China has outlined its plans for a new Silk Road that will invest billions of dollars in infrastructure projects such as roads, ports, train links, and pipelines across much of Asia, the Middle East, and on to Europe. The so-called One Belt, One Road plan also includes the development of a maritime trade route linking ports in China with those in Africa and the Middle East. President Xi Jinping addressed delegations from over 100 countries, including many heads of state, Wednesday, saying Beijing would further relax tariffs on many imports from developing nations to help boost their economies. Brian Padden, VOA News, Jakarta.
Afghanistan's Taliban says it will launch its spring offensive on Friday, again demanding immediate withdrawal of remaining foreign forces across the country. The operations under the inspirational name of Azm, or Resolution, will target foreign occupiers, their permanent military bases, their intelligence and diplomatic centers, the insurgent group announced in a statement emailed to VOA. The Taliban said the Afghan intelligence, interior ministry, and defense ministry will also be targeted. The European Union charged Russian energy giant Gazprom with antitrust violations Wednesday in a move that could further aggravate tensions between Russia and the EU. EU Competition Commissioner Margrethe Vestager announced the formal charges a week after mounting a similar challenge to U.S.-based internet search engine Google. She said Gazprom abuses its dominant position in Central and Eastern European countries, where it almost fully controls the gas market. Gazprom responded by saying the company has the status of a strategic government-controlled business entity beyond the jurisdiction of the European Union. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.